The Quickies on in.com.
It's a new month and also a new week, much like all the entertainment updates and gossip only here on in.com's Quickies. My name is Arjun and let's get right to it. 2 years ago, director Rajkumar Santoshi had announced the sequel of the 1994 cult movie Andaz Apna Apna, which was awesome in itself. But after writer Dilip Shukla's interview with Deccan Chronicle, looks like there's a lot more to look forward to. He recently stated that the sequel cannot be complete without Salman Khan and Aamir Khan. They will be there along with three other new cast members. However, Dilip, being the original writer, understands what a huge responsibility it is to write the sequel, and he said, "I am writing the sequel. It is not easy to pen a sequel. I have to bring something more attractive in comparison to the earlier one." Which is true, considering there are some people who feel that the remade version might ruin the classic. But the director seems to be worried about something else, because soon after the sequel announcement in 2017, he told DNA, "For humor, you need innocence. That time, these actors had innocence. Now, it will look forced. It looks cute if a 20-year-old is chasing a girl, a 45-year-old or a 50-year-old man chasing young girls looks vulgar." Which makes a lot of sense, and for now nothing is certain. In fact, there were speculations about Ranveer Singh and Varun Dhawan playing the lead roles after a source earlier this year told Pink Villa that AAA Reloaded a big film and the makers are treading cautiously as they want to finalize everything before making an announcement. Ranveer and Varun have been approached for their comic flair to play Amar and Prem, who again will be happy-go-lucky characters but not the same ones we saw in the 1994 movie. Both are good friends off-screen and will be able to carry off their roles with ease. Furthermore, the source also stated this will be set in 2019 and promises to be another laugh riot yet with underlying emotions, while the iconic character of Crime Master Gogo, played by Shakti Kapoor earlier, will also make a comeback with a contemporary actor and his character will be more stylized and modern. Nevertheless, whatever the case might be, it is only after an official statement that everything will become clear, so stay tuned. It was exactly 2 months ago on May 1st when Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner turned man and wife after a secret ceremony, which unfortunately for them was not so secretive considering Diplo livestreamed the entire thing. But yesterday, that is June 30th, Joe and Sophie began their official wedding festivities in France, and there were some strict security guidelines, thanks to which the American DJ's phone was kept away from him throughout the ceremony. And because of this, Diplo was only able to post one picture on Instagram and jokingly wrote in the caption how the couple took his phone and put him in a holding cell during this ceremony. The groom Joe Jonas earlier on the Capital Breakfast show said that, "Yeah, he did ruin it. I love Diplo, but he loves his gram more than a 13-year-old. He posts every 5 seconds. He literally live streamed it with dog face filters." And he also added how his parents found out about the wedding through the internet and it did not go down well. His better half shared the sentiment when Sophie told Porter magazine, "It's tricky when people live stream it. It would have been better if no one had known. I would have kept it a secret. Marriage is a private thing between two people, and I think that's how it should always be." And after both of them said what they said, Diplo told the media that, "I was talking to Joe today because there was a story that came out that he was mad at me and he called me today to apologize because in England they love the drama." Anyway, all that's in the past now. Focusing on the celebration at hand, on behalf of in.com, here's wishing Joe and Sophie a happy married life. One of the most talked about couple in Bollywood at the moment are Arjun Kapoor and Malaika Arora, and it was just a few weeks ago when Arjun confirmed the news of them dating. Currently, they are on a vacation in New York, and after Malaika's adorable birthday post for her crazy, insanely funny and amazing boyfriend, Arjun too treated the fans with a couple of pictures. And since everything now is out in the open, Malaika got candid about her love life and her son Arhan Khan's reaction during a recent interview with Hindustan Times. She said, "When my marriage ended, I wasn't sure if I wanted to be in another relationship and was scared of being heartbroken. But I also wanted to be in love, nurture a relationship, and this new me gave me the confidence to put myself out there and take a chance. I am so glad I did." And regarding Arhan's reaction, she told that, "I believe the best way to approach any situation is with honesty. It's important to tell your near and dear ones what's happening in your life and then give them the time and space to understand and process things. We have had that conversation and I'm so glad that everyone is in a much happier and more honest space today. She also expressed how age difference doesn't really matter to her by saying, "The age difference does not really pop up when you are in a relationship. It is about two minds and hearts connecting. Unfortunately, we live in a society that refuses to progress with time. An older man romancing a younger girl is hailed everywhere, but when the woman is older, she's called desperate and a buddy. For people who think like this, I just have one line. Take a flying F." And lastly, upon being asked about their wedding, her response was that, "I am not going to answer, it's really personal." Which is fair enough, but after Arjun shopped at the Cartier last week, I wonder if they are gonna surprise everyone just like Ranveer and Deepika did. Bollywood is incomplete without dance, and for decades now, almost every actor has danced on the big screen. However, there are a few who stand out, and Hrithik Roshan is definitely one of the best dancers in the industry, if not the best. I mean, he didn't even take time to earn that status. In his very first film, Kahona Pyare, his performance to the song Ek Pal Ka Jeena became iconic, especially after that hand movement step. That particular move is still cherished, and the latest person to reminisce was Irfan Pathan when he tried to imitate those moves with Hrithik himself when he came on one of the cricket-based show for the ongoing World Cup. Hrithik was there to promote his upcoming movie Super 30 while Irfan Pathan was hosting the show. And yesterday, Irfan shared a boomerang on his Instagram with the super talented actor busting that iconic move. However, Hrithik isn't the first Bollywood celebrity to be there, since not so long ago, Ranveer Singh made his appearance in the World Cup, and not just on the show, but he actually went to the field to greet the players and also the commentary box with former Indian cricketers Sunil Gavaskar and Virendra Sehwag. But coming back to Hrithik, his film Super 30 is all set to release by the end of this month on July 30th. It was in October 2018 when things took a hard ride for AIB, one of India's most successful and biggest YouTube channel slash company in the comedy spectrum. This happened after a former AIB employee, Utsav Chakraborty, was accused for sexually harassing multiple women. And ever since then, AIB has been non-functional, and just last month in an official statement by the organization, it was announced that Tanmay Bhatt was stepping down as the CEO since he was under severe criticism for inaction against Utsav on his part. And for months together, no one really heard from him until yesterday when he took to Instagram and through a series of videos shared whatever he's been going through in the recent past and how the entire episode hit him. He said, "After everything that happened in October, I'm mentally checked out. I feel almost paralyzed and unable to participate socially, online or even offline. A big part of my self-worth growing up as someone who looked like me became my work." Elaborating on his mental state, he also stated, "I don't think I've been strong enough to be able to pick myself. It's been a few months since the doctor told me to start medication. I honestly sometimes get super worried that this state of paralysis is permanent. I sometimes feel I might never get back to being who I was or operating to my potential." Ever since the debacle, a lot of people have been wondering if AIB would reopen or Tanmay would return as an independent comedian, and so he shed some light on that by saying, "It's nice to know that there are still people out there who are rooting for us and me. I am still clueless about any answers to questions like when will I be back or doing what. I don't know. I'm still feeling extremely paralyzed to even put out this message because in my head, no one wants to work with a depressed comedian, and that's an oxymoron. But for now, it looks like he's going to remain off the grid considering he was one of the judges in the first season of Amazon Prime Video's Comicstan, but the second season is going to come out soon and he isn't a part of it." And that brings me to the end of today's podcast. My name is Arjun. Until next time, stay awesome.
The Quickies on in.com.